Page 39. A new spin on an old sound. Mumford & Sons' handmade aesthetic is rocking the music world. Describing the latest album from his band Mumford & Sons, Ben Lovett sidesteps much of the language artists often use to talk about their music. He doesn't, for instance, refer to Babel as a bit of creative risk-taking or as the product of divine inspiration. Instead, the 26-year-old keyboardist says that the record was forced out of this internal desire to prove that we have many more songs in us. Mumford & Sons released its debut, Say No More, in 2009 and immediately set about touring the world, playing concerts that grew steadily to a scale Lovett called crazy. Last year, it performed before an audience of approximately 75,000 people on the main stage at Coachella. Unlikely pop stars. Before long, the London-based group, which also includes singer-guitarist Marcus Mumford, 25, bassist Ted Duane, 28, and banjo player Winston Marshall, 25, had all but exhausted the tunes on Say No More. For 2012, it needed new ones. And I'm sure the third, fourth, and fifth records will happen the same way, Lovett continued, speaking recently after a show at Cairns, Australia. There was absolutely zero calculation with Babel. No one ever came into the studio and said, "Turn that banjo up and we'll make you into pop stars." Yet pop stars are precisely what the band's members have become. In October, Babel entered Billboard's album chart at number one, scoring what was then the year's biggest sales week, bigger than Justin Bieber and Madonna, with more than 600,000 copies sold, according to Nielsen SoundScan. So, how did these London lads carve out such an impressive space, singing original songs about struggle and redemption? A band with a plan. Their strategy, not that they'd ever call it that, begins with touring, and lots of it. As Lovett suggests, he and his bandmates more or less live on the road, performing crowd favorites and honing new material in a variety of settings across the globe. From tiny gigs to roomy amphitheater concerts to the day-long mini-festivals it put on this summer in out-of-the-way American cities such as Dixon, Illinois and Bristol, Virginia. The band has been careful, too, with exposure, limiting interviews and television performances, but encouraging easy access to its music. During the first week of Babel's release, Mumford & Sons allowed listeners to stream the album for free on Spotify, something the online service said happened more than 8 million times. A sense of belonging. Lovett singles out the group's performance with Bob Dylan at the 2011 Grammy Awards as a pivotal moment, and he's certainly not wrong. Say No More enjoyed its biggest ever sales week in the days following the telecast. I think it introduced us to people who watch awards shows the way we grew up watching music on TV, he said. It makes sense that it would widen our audience, but we weren't thinking about that at the time. Indeed, all of this maneuvering seems secondary to the powerful sense of belonging the band's songs engender among its fans. Mumford & Sons offers a chance to stand up for hand-played music in an age of machine-made pop. It embodies the feel-good realism of people singing and playing instruments on stage. And yet, the group isn't didactic about its position. In a recent interview with National Public Radio, Marcus Mumford declined to describe the band's music as bluegrass or any other traditional form, saying, "We just call ourselves a rock band, really." Vocabulary focus, sidestep, calculation, redemption, exposure, pivotal moment, maneuver, embody.